Module 2. Listening Comprehension. Exercise 1, page 158. Text 1.
Hello, is that the fire brigade?
Yes, sir. Officer Jones here. What's the problem?
We've got a burst pipe. It's flooded our flat, and now the water is going into the flat below us too.
Can you turn the water off in the flat, sir?
No, that's the problem. The main tap for the flat is in the street outside, and I can't get to it because I don't have a key.
I see. I'll send an officer round. He'll be about half an hour.
Good. But what should I do now? The water is pouring out and it's going into the flat below. The people who live there are away on holiday.
First thing is turn off anything electrical in your flat that might get wet. It could be dangerous. Then call the caretaker and ask him to turn off the electricity in the flat downstairs. Could you tell me your name and address, sir?
Yes. It's John Shipman of 22 Acorn Close. It's a little street just off the main road in Brentley. Hello, is that the fire brigade?
Yes, sir. Officer Jones here. What's the problem?
We've got a burst pipe. It's flooded our flat, and now the water is going into the flat below us too.
Can you turn the water off in the flat, sir?
No, that's the problem. The main tap for the flat is in the street outside, and I can't get to it because I don't have a key.
I see. I'll send an officer round. He'll be about half an hour.
Good. But what should I do now? The water is pouring out and it's going into the flat below. The people who live there are away on holiday.
First thing is turn off anything electrical in your flat that might get wet. It could be dangerous. Then call the caretaker and ask him to turn off the electricity in the flat downstairs. Could you tell me your name and address, sir?
Yes. It's John Shipman of 22 Acorn Close. It's a little street just off the main road in Brentley.
Text 2.
My name is Sheila Cohen. As a doctor, I get to hear a lot of stories about people's lives. Some of them are quite interesting and amusing too. Recently, one of my patients, Mr. Caldwell, told me about how he twisted his ankle. I had to try very hard not to laugh as he told me the story. Well, his son and his wife were visiting with their two children, and they brought their pet hamster with them. One morning, his seven-year-old granddaughter was playing on the stairs. As Mr. Caldwell was coming downstairs, he saw the hamster on the bottom stair. He didn't want to step on it, so he tried to jump over the last stair, and he landed on one of his granddaughter's toys. He was lucky he only twisted his ankle, because he could have broken it. My name is Sheila Cohen. As a doctor, I get to hear a lot of stories about people's lives. Some of them are quite interesting and amusing too. Recently, one of my patients, Mr. Caldwell, told me about how he twisted his ankle. I had to try very hard not to laugh as he told me the story. Well, his son and his wife were visiting with their two children, and they brought their pet hamster with them. One morning, his seven-year-old granddaughter was playing on the stairs. As Mr. Caldwell was coming downstairs, he saw the hamster on the bottom stair. He didn't want to step on it, so he tried to jump over the last stair, and he landed on one of his granddaughter's toys. He was lucky he only twisted his ankle, because he could have broken it.